The following audio is from North Life Church in Fort McMurray, Alberta. More information is available at northlifechurch.ca.
I'm delighted to say there's two very special guests with us here today, whom I have never met. Pastor and Mrs. Bruce and Helen Matika, the second pastor of this church. Would you stand, please? Where are you? Right here. Let's give them a real good hand. Great. Well, it's my privilege to be able to see you and meet you. Don't leave before I end the sermon, will you not? Because there's something special I want you to do. So just relax. It's not going to be real difficult. And by the way, if I would have known you were going to be here today, I would have just stayed in bed and gotten rid of this cold and let you do the preaching. But I'm going to preach. So I've decided that I'm going to do it. God bless you, Bruce and Helen Matika. They were here from 1969 till 1985. That's a long pastor, not 69, 1985. I've read the history of this church over and over and over again. And the first two pastors, Pastor Hain and Pastor Matika, they covered really the first 30 years of this church. And this year, 2015, is the 60th anniversary of the church. We are celebrating really the Jubilee year of this church. And these two pastors covered the first 30 years, which is really quite an amazing thing. So we have a little special thing we're going to do just at the end of the service. You won't want to miss it, so you have to listen to my sermon or my homily today. I've chosen today, of course, the topic of Thanksgiving. You know, Thanksgiving, it's really always in season. Amen? We are always to have a spirit of gratitude, a heart of gratitude. I know kind of officially, Thanksgiving began with the pilgrims coming over to New England, and that's where the turkeys were fated for their future. And so there's some things that happened way back then that made it almost an institution that's put in the calendar every year, at least United States and Canada and some other places in the world. So we know that it had a specific beginning officially. But I believe Thanksgiving is always in season, that we need to have an attitude of gratitude, that we need to have a spirit of Thanksgiving. And so I just simply chosen today three scriptures that speak about this matter of Thanksgiving. We could choose many in the scripture, because there's many, many verses in the Bible that talk about be thankful, be people have an attitude of gratitude. Even it's amazing, Psalms, there's 150 Psalms, and the Psalms themselves are basically songs of gratitude and thanksgiving to God. So Scripture is filled with this matter of appreciating all that God has for us. Also, I just put this little picture up. I don't know if it's behind me yet. Let's get it up there, the next one. I remember, believe it or not, when my wife and I raised our children. We're now into grandchildren. My wife is here today. Would you give her a hand right there, please? There she is. She has just returned, of course, taking care of grandchild number 4 has just arrived. So I'm happy, my wife. I had to tell you last week, she didn't leave me. She's still my wife. And so this is evidence she's still here. So thank God that she's here with us today. And we've been blessed not only to raise children, but now we are getting into grandchildren. And like I read for the dedication of Declan today, it's a great blessing not only to have children who are a gift from God, and then to have and to live long enough to see grandchildren. And like I tell you, my father's 95 years old, so he's lived to see great. So you know, he's just living too long, really, just between me and you. My brother just sent me another picture of him, which is amazing. He's just going to. I think he's aiming for 110, but I'm not sure. But it's a blessing to see generation after generation. That's one reason I love the church. Because as we gather here together this morning, we're different ages. We have different experiences. Some are married. Some are not married. It's a family. The church is a family of families. And that's one big reason why I love the church so much. However, when we are raising children, life gets hectic. And this picture shows him on his computer with a phone in his ear, and mama's holding a little baby, and then there's two others there. Life gets very busy. And especially you who are at that stage in your life, and you're I remember one preachers often tell the congregation, anyone listening today, raise your right hand. Okay, thank you. Preachers often tell their congregation, be sure you have devotions. Be sure you have devotions. And that poor mother's thinking, my dear Lord, when am I going to have devotions? You know what I'm saying? Because with a baby in one hand, another one in here, and dirty diaper, you know all that stuff. And then you set that time for devotion, what the time doesn't work out. You know, don't tell anyone, but it's tough sometimes, isn't it? We look good at Sundays, but it's tough. I remember one mother saying, the only place I can have devotions is in the furnace room. Literally, she said, sometimes I go in the furnace room. There seemed to be a door there, and that's the only place, she said, I can find where there's any peace and quiet. So sometimes in the business of life, we tend to forget to say thank you to God. It's not that we don't want to. It's kind of more neglect in the business of life, and we forget just to say thank you, Lord, especially if we're focused on something. And life goes on. We suffer losses in life, heartaches in life. Some people even lose their children through death and accident. And sometimes there's a loss of employment, a loss of job. You might be carrying something today. You're in the house of God. You're at church, but there's something bothering you. And you might say, Pastor Les, it's difficult to give thanks right now. I'm not really in the mood to do it. Well, I hope these three classic scriptures will help us today about this matter of giving thanks. The first one is this. It's 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and 18. And it's on our sign out there. Thank you, whoever deals with that sign. I think it's Pastor Matika's daughter that married some guy here at the church. Philip, I think. And I think they take care of that sign. So I noticed as I drove in today, I noticed that part of this verse was on the sign. 1 Thessalonians 5 and verse 18. Be thankful in all circumstances. Would you say that, please? Be thankful in all circumstances. For this is the will of God for you. It's very rare for the Bible to say those words. I think there's only three times in the Bible that'll say, this is the will of God. It's rare when it will specifically say, this is the will of God. In other words, if you neglect other things, that's something. But don't neglect this, because this is God's will for you. And God's will is that be thankful in all what? Circumstances. For this is God's will for you who belong to Christ Jesus. I put a little phrase here. Gratitude in everything helps us through anything. Gratitude in everything helps us through anything. Now, we go through a lot of things, don't we? We face challenge after challenge after challenge. And some of the things that come our way, we just wonder, how are we ever going to get through it? I don't have the strength. But there's a strong clue here in that verse. In everything, give thanks. In every circumstance, give thanks, because this is the will of God. Because I believe gratitude in everything will help us through anything. You see, the tendency when we face turbulence is to become ungrateful. Begin to question God. Begin to say, why me? What did I ever do to deserve this? You see, we all face some of that internally, don't we? Well, why does so-and-so seemingly do, and I, you see what I'm saying? So we have these doubts and we have these questions, and our spirits get disturbed and our minds get rattled as we hit life time and time and time again. But God tells the Thessalonian church, he says, be thankful in all circumstances. Let me tell you what it does not say. It does not say be thankful for all circumstances. One version says, in everything give what? Thanks. It does not say for everything give thanks, but it says what? In everything give thanks. You see, when we hit something in life that's very disappointing, or we didn't see it coming, or it's a tremendous loss, or we never expected it, and it shakes us mentally and emotionally and gets us inside in our hearts, maybe even it's a physical check, or something as we have faced, the tendency, you see, in that is to focus so much on that pain or that problem or that issue or that decision that we don't give thanks in all circumstances. I don't know how specific to be today because I don't want to hurt anyone. But there's some things that come our way. I don't believe God expects us to be thankful for that. But he expects us to be thankful in that situation. You see, we live in a world that is fallen. Adam and Eve made a decision. And there's been brokenness and separation and disappointment and death and discouragement. There's been a lot of that since then. So sometimes something will happen in our lives, and I don't think God wants us to necessarily say, I'm thankful for that. But what he's trying to say, don't focus on that. Lift up what? Lift up your head. Because even in that circumstances, there's much to be thankful for. And there might be somebody here today and you do have a setback right now. And you've been focusing on, what am I going to do, right? What am I going to do about that? God's able to handle it. You need to rise up and begin to look around and begin to list all of the things for which we can be thankful. I've seen people destroyed by focusing on one loss year after year. Loss of a child, loss of a spouse, loss of a friend, loss of a specific employment, loss of this. And year after year, it seemed to have hit them so hard. And they focused so much on the one that they couldn't rise up and in everything give what? Thanks. You know, sometimes I think life is like a puzzle. A puzzle. And God is putting that puzzle together. Sometimes I've done puzzles, haven't you? You lay it out on the table. And it's all there, and you flip them over so you can see the colors and whatever. And you start, and you ever notice that until you get this one attached to that one, the other one doesn't attach? Until you get this one attached to that other one doesn't make any sense. But when you get those attached, then that one goes in. My dear friends, God is building your life. And in a sense, our lives are a puzzle. But he knows until these two are put in, this one will never be able to be attached. Could we trust God that he knows exactly what he is doing, even though we don't? And he knows this and this and this must happen, or this can never happen. So the scripture tells us here, be thankful in all circumstances. Don't get discouraged if you cannot be thankful for that. That's not what he's asking you to do. But lift up your head and be thankful in all circumstances. I believe, don't you, for the Christian, all things are working together for what? For good. All things are working together for good to those who love God, who are called according to his purpose. Romans 8:28. And the next verse 29, that we might be conformed to the image of his son. Verse 28 makes no sense without verse 29. Because God is working all things together for good, that we might become like Christ. If you leave that verse out, life does not make sense. And my dear Christian friends here today, if you know Christ, because this is for those who are what? Those who belong to who? Christ Jesus. So you see, if we belong to Christ Jesus, this is not for those who don't know Christ yet. But for we who know Christ, all things are working together for good, that we might become more like Him. And everything that's happened to you this month, God either sent it or allowed it with the ultimate purpose that we might be conformed to be more like Christ. Did He go through any difficult times? Absolutely. Absolutely. So that's a principle here. Gratitude in everything helps us through anything. So when we leave this auditorium today, we get in our vehicles and we drive, lift up our heads. And whether we have to write it down or put a mental check or whatever, let us be grateful to God. We have so many benefits. And God help us not just to focus on one that has been a negative or that we think is a negative. Even that He'll put it together for His purposes. Then the other scripture is a classic scripture. Don't worry about anything. The young child that was dedicated to the Lord. That's the verse that the parents chose. Don't worry about anything. Are you worried today? Is your spirit rattled? Are you ill at ease today in your heart? Sometimes that happens to us. Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. There ought to be nothing you can't turn into prayer. You can turn anything into prayer. The good, the bad, and the ugly. You can turn it all into prayer and send it back to the Father. Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Even when I pray and a bad thought comes into my life, I just turn that bad thought into prayer. Say, oh Lord, I don't know where that came from. But here it is. You take it. Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need. And thank Him. Don't just pray to God, but pray with what? Thanksgiving. It's not just a gimme. It's, Lord, here's a need. Thank you for everything else, but here's the need. With thanksgiving. Thank Him for all He has done. Then you will receive and experience God's peace. If we lack God's peace, it's probably because we lack a thankful spirit. Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. One version, the peace of God that surpasses all what? Understanding. We've all experienced that, haven't we? I think we have. Probably everyone in this building. There's been times when you should have been very disturbed, but you're not, because you have peace in your what? In your heart. And the only thing you can reckon it to is, God has given me that peace. And others are coming to you and saying, I'm so sorry, I'm so... And in your heart, you're saying, you appreciate that, but you have peace. They don't even get it. But you have peace. And it's peace that God gives to you. Beautiful thing. But it comes from praying with thanksgiving, with a thankful heart. Then we experience the peace of God, which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and minds. You will not go to pieces. You will not fall apart. Because when you pray with gratitude, the peace of God stirs within you. And His peace will guard your hearts. That's a military term, guard. It's like here you are and there's soldiers all around you. That's what it means. You are praying. You have needs in your life. Things are happening. You could be worried. But you're not. Why? Because you are surrounded by the soldiers, you see. Because when you pray with gratitude, with thanksgiving, it's like soldiers surrounding you, guards you, so that you don't fall apart. Your heart and your minds are guarded. So I put a little phrase here. Gratitude when we pray produces peace while we wait. Gratitude when we pray produces peace while we what? Wait, because not every prayer is answered immediately, is it? It takes time for some things. But when we pray with gratitude, we have the peace of God that enables us to wait even for the answer. Even for the answer. So gratitude, when we pray, produces peace while we wait. While you're waiting for the answer to that prayer, it might be a wayward child. It might be a health issue. It might be a job, employment. It might be whatever, right? There's hundreds of things. And even while you're waiting for the answer, gratitude will give you peace. Will give you peace while you wait. And then finally, not only, you see, gratitude in everything helps us through anything. And gratitude when we pray produces peace while we wait. But then this lovely verse is classic number 3. Thank God for his gift. Would you say that, please? Thank God for his gift. What is his gift? Thank God for his gift. Too wonderful for words. Of course, some of us learned it another way. Thank God for his unspeakable gift. I kind of like this. It explains unspeakable. Thank God for his unspeakable gift. Thank God for his gift. Too wonderful for what? For words. When we think about the gifts that people have given to us, maybe when you were younger, somebody gave you a gift and you were just awestruck. You couldn't even talk. You couldn't. It's just, oh, isn't that something? And here it is saying, thank God for his gift. We can't even put words to it. Of course, his gift is a person. Someone said this. We celebrate it at Christmas time. We should celebrate it all the time. But someone said this. There came a day, it's almost 2,000 years ago, and somebody put it this way. The Father in heaven descended the stairwell, the staircase to earth, with a baby boy in his arms. The Father in heaven descended the staircase of heaven down to earth with a baby boy in his arms. And what's the boy's name? Jesus. Jesus. Thank God for that gift that we can't even put it in words, of Jesus Christ. We could talk about him forever, and still it's not enough words. We try to search the dictionary to find words to explain this unique person who's both God and human, who reigns and rules and sits on the right hand of majesty today, who walked the shores of Galilee, who was crucified for our what? For our sins. He paid for our sins on the what? Cross. Do you believe that? I do. He paid for our sins, all of them, on the cross. When he said, it is finished, then the Father in heaven can countenance us and saying, come, come to me. The price has all been paid for your sins. And on the third day, he what? He rose from the dead. Thank God for his, can't put it in words, really, gift. And of course, the Bible says, he that has the Son has what? Life. And he that has not the Son of God does not have what? Life. It's kind of like, sometimes I put it this way, it's like if this piece of paper is life, eternal life. Piece of paper, eternal is not, but a piece of paper, eternal life. And this is God's Son. He that has the Son has what? Has life. If you have Jesus Christ in your life, you have eternal life. You will never die. You will live forever in the favor of God. He that has the Son has life. Has life. Because Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the what? Life. Now, God has blessed my wife and I so much But even if he hadn't, we both know Christ. So we ought to leave the highest praise for the greatest gift. And the highest praise is, God, thank you for your Son who took my place on that cross. Thank you that he's a living Savior. And a day came for both of us in which we just simply prayed a prayer of faith. Lord Jesus, come into my life. And that day, I became a child of God. Amen? And that's the greatest gift of all. Eternal life through Jesus Christ. The wages of sin is death. But the gift of God, gift is eternal life. We don't pay for it. We can't earn it. As somebody said this, salvation, eternal life is free, but it's not cheap. It cost Christ his what? His life. So God help us on this Thanksgiving weekend to remember those truths. Be thankful in all what? Circumstances. Gratitude in everything helps us through anything. And God help us. Remember, gratitude when we pray produces peace while we wait. And then I love this more than anything. The highest praise is for the greatest gift. So God, you know, I'd sooner know God and have very little of anything else than not know him and have everything else. If you're here today and you don't know Christ, you never prayed that simple prayer from your heart, Lord, thank you for dying for me on the cross. Make it personal. Thank you for dying for me. I believe you rose. You're a living Savior. And Lord Jesus, come into my life. Just pray that simple prayer. Receive the gift of Christ today. And then, Christian, when we scatter out into the communities this week, might people recognize that we are Christians because we have an attitude of gratitude. We're not complainers. We're not grumblers. We're not critics. We're not obnoxious. We have a spirit of gratitude. Then maybe they'll want the Lord we say we have. Father in heaven, thank you. Thank you for the word of God. Thank you for the great gift of eternal life through Jesus Christ. Thank you for teaching us. Thank you for your patience with us, Lord. And if, Lord, if we had 1,000 tongues, we could not praise you enough. Thank you, Lord, that if we are grateful in all circumstances, it'll help us through anything. Thank you, dear God, if we pray with thanksgiving, we will have the peace of God while we wait for the answer. And then, God, oh, help us, Lord. We who claim to know you, help us to be able to say, if you hadn't blessed us in so many ways, we would still love you because of the precious gift of salvation in Christ. And all God's people said, amen. God bless you.